Well, praise the Lord. Hi, this is Mick Hoff at New Life Church, coming to you on the fourth Sunday of the month. I believe we've got some good news for you. If you know somebody that's having trouble with their thoughts, with bad thoughts, with their thinking, things troubling their mind, especially like depression or suicidal thoughts, please give them a call and have them tune in to the radio program this morning. This could be a blessing to them. Yes, that opening song, Jesus Loves Me, that's the best news in the world. If you ever feel down, sing that little song over and over again. This is basically the good news of the Bible. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. There are tons of other good things in the precious Word of God, but that love theme runs throughout the whole Bible. The message that we're speaking today is The Battleground of the Mind, Part 1. Now let's talk about thoughts. Where do they come from? First of all, we need to know that every thought that comes into our mind is not our own. When a person is born, they're really like a computer, and they're programmed from birth with information and influence. There are two spiritual forces that we must be aware of, and they are completely opposite. God, who created us, came to give us life and life abundantly. The devil, who hates us, came to steal, kill, and destroy, like it says in John 10:10. If you think about that little cartoon character we've probably all seen with an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other one, that's a pretty good example of how similar it really is, although they're not necessarily on your shoulder, but they want to be close to your ear to give you influence. And the way that they give you influence is mostly comes to you through your thought life. God, because He loves you, is there mostly through the Holy Spirit, gives you guidance to the right path that He has planned for your life. The devil, because he hates you, sends evil spirits and demons to get you on his path of destruction. So you got to remember, every thought that comes into your mind is not your own. You're not guilty for having a bad thought in your mind. You decide which information to follow. Now, if you're born again, if you've asked Jesus to come in your heart and forgive you, deliver you, and help you, then your spirit is born again with the Holy Spirit living inside of you. If you're not, you can just pray to Him right now. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me. Deliver me. Help me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me fulfill all you created me for. Thank you. I'm saved. In Jesus' name, amen. After you do that, we need to ask God what church He wants us to be a part of, where He wants us to fit in, because God has a specific place for us. We just don't want to go out and find the place that we want to go to. Let's find where He wants us to be. Now, the Bible is God's thoughts, His living Word. By daily study and reading His Word, you can find out what thoughts are from who and which ones to follow. If thoughts of discouragement, disappointment, depression come in, let's see. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. It also tells us to serve the Lord with joy and gladness. So those thoughts can't be from God. They're from the devil. So we've all had, we've all had hard times. We're all in the same battle. It's a battle for your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions. Sometimes things don't go like we'd like them to go, But as Christians, we are to believe that God will help us through all things and trust Him to do it. You pray, you believe that He heard and answered your prayer when you pray, then you kick back into praise. Praise is a powerful weapon against the enemy. The Bible says in Psalm 149:6-9, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all the saints. Praise ye the Lord. Isn't that neat? That praise takes the chains that the devil is going to put on you and puts them right back on him and his cohorts. Praise God. We should be praising the Lord all day, every day. Being thankful to Him always is a good weapon, too. It keeps you in faith, and it keeps the door for God open for the things that He wants to do for in your life. Doubt, discouragement, depression, disappointment, they aren't faith, and they can close the door to your blessings, robbing you. If bad thoughts try to tell you, oh, you're worthless, stupid, or some bad thing, don't believe that stuff. We can see right through that. God said we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully and wonderfully made. He says He loves you, and His good thoughts for you are uncountable. If bad thoughts try to tell you, oh, you ought to just kill yourself, just do it. No, we don't do it. Don't do it. God must really have something good and special for you. You're precious. The devil must want to take you out to stop you from getting your blessings. You're precious to God and special. He doesn't make any junk. You're not junk. You are a special treasure to Him. He created you in His image to be like Him. He wants you to rule and reign forever in heaven with Him. You're the apple of His eye. If things aren't going good for you right now, remember this. This too will pass. This encouraged me years ago. This too will pass. Draw as close to God as you can. Don't run from Him. Run to Him. Even if you've done wrong, He knows you've done wrong. Repent. He loves you. He wants you closer so He can help you. God can and will turn anything around. Other things that you can do, always forgive others. Unforgiveness is a trap. If you take the bait of unforgiveness or offense and or offense, then you're in the unforgiveness trap. The Bible says we don't wage war against flesh and blood, you know, against people. The people who did us wrong, they're in a battle too. If they're out doing others wrong, then they're being used by the enemy in worse shape than us. Kind of like they got a hook in their jaw being drug off to hell. Forgive him or her. Pray for them. Ask God to help them out of the devil's hand. It's hard to be mad at somebody when you're praying for them. God was so wise when he said in the Bible to pray for those who spitefully use you and love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you and bless those who curse you. That's how love handles things. You know, love is the most powerful thing there is, and God is love. The more we walk in love, the more we're like him. The more we bless people, and then the more we're blessed because you reap what you sow. Getting back to thoughts, we need to think good thoughts on purpose. Now follow me on this. If you take your left foot and put it in your left shoe, you got that? You put your left foot in your left shoe, your right foot cannot get in your left shoe because it's filled with your left foot. It's the same way with your mind. Keep your mind filled with good thoughts. The bad thoughts can't get in because your mind is filled with good ones. If that's hard for you at first, speak those good thoughts out loud in words. Speak good thoughts out loud. Your mind will have to stop thinking to pay attention to what your mouth is saying because your tongue is like the rudder steering the ship. It is in control. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. It says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to obedience to Christ." So when the bad thought comes, you realize and say out loud, "That's not my thought. I bind that thought. I render it powerless. I take it captive, make it obedient to Christ in Jesus' name." Then answer that thought with words out loud. Always answer the thought with words out loud. For example, if the bad thought was, "You're going to get sick with the flu," you could say, after you bind it and cast out, "Nope, I don't get sick. I'm redeemed from the curse. All sickness and disease are under the curse, and I'm by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. I am healed." You know, my grandpa had a garden one time, and I helped him do the weeding one time. And if you see a little bit of weed out there by yourself, you pluck it up, pick it, it's all gone, it's good. But you know, if you let weeds grow and let them go and don't mess with them, they get bigger and stronger. They get like a root structure, and then they're harder to get rid of. So you need to get rid of weeds right away. You need to get the weeds, bad thoughts of your mind out right away. And after you get them out, speak the word of God out loud to them, because the word of God is alive. At New Life Church, we have a list of scripture that you can come by and pick up that you can have to speak out loud the word of God over your mind. The spoken word is so powerful. The phone number at New Life is 574-223-2301. Our services are Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. So it'd be better, you know, if you can either call, somebody out there isn't there all the time, 24 hours a day, but they get back to you within a day or two if you call. But it'd be better if you want to come out to one of the services. That way somebody could pray for you if you need help, and they can believe God with you to get you through what you're going through. You know, we want to give you help. If you need help, by golly, we want to help you. Again, back on thoughts, let's look at Philippians 4:4-8. Says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So we need to think on good things. Think good thoughts on purpose. Here's a good key to remember. What you think about or pay attention to gets bigger. If you think about the problem, it gets bigger. But you think about God, who is the answer, he gets bigger. You magnify him. No wonder the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. So you just keep thinking about God, who is the answer. He gets bigger and bigger. And pretty soon that problem just won't even look like a problem. It's so small. You know, we need to realize that we're in a battle. Actually, Jesus already won the battle. He went into hell after the crucifixion and defeated the devil once and for all. He stripped him of his power and authority and took the keys of death and hell away from him. He won back everything that was stolen from us. So our fight is to keep and maintain what God has already given us. Matthew 11:12 says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." So we fight to keep the devil from stealing what already belongs to us. You try to steal your health, your finances? Nope. You fight him with the word of God. But don't fear, God has given us every weapon and everything we need to win and be more than conquerors in his word. Plus, he said he'd never leave us or forsake us. Plus, we have angels around us to protect us and help us. Looks to me like we are destined to win. Now, your mind belongs to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you guard your mind. You need to be the policeman at the door of your mind, keeping all the junk out. You can control your thoughts. You can control your mind. It takes work and effort, but it's well worth it, helping you have a quality of life. Remember, never give up. Never, ever give up. Every problem has an expiration date. God will help you. He loves you. Just ask him. He'll work with you. One of the biggest problems people have is that they don't know that these thoughts aren't theirs. Some person may have a bad thought, think, oh no, I had that bad thought, I must be terrible. No, you're not. Every thought that comes to your mind isn't yours. It's not bad if you don't play with it. It's not yours. That's why it's so important to know what the Bible says. It is the standard of all truth that everything is to be measured with. If you don't know, ask questions from a good, reliable source. You know, the minister that I learned a lot of these things from, he taught his children at a young age, you know, that these thoughts, you're going to have thoughts, they're going to come from the devil, or they're going to come from God. And, you know, we know the word of God, we know who it's from. He talked about his little daughter, about 4 or 5 years old, walking around now saying, "That's not my thought, devil." I thought that's so neat. We can train our children. Teach your children at a young age. When thoughts come into your mind, it doesn't mean that it's yours. You know, it's either from God or the devil. Let's find out who that's from. Some people may say, "Gee, I just don't want to ever have any more bad thoughts at all." Well, none of us do, but as long as we're in the world and the devil's still around here, there's a problem. But somebody said, you know, you may not be able to stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop him from building a nest in your hair. And so that you do that with thoughts too. You don't. If a thought comes, get rid of it right away. Don't let him be messing with around building a bunch of his thoughts in your head. God said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." We need to know the knowledge of God. It'll keep us safe from destruction. There's so much power in thoughts. Someone said, "What you think about, you bring about." With that in mind, you can see another reason to think about good things. The answer, not the bad things. The problem. Also, what people think about, they speak about. You know, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Jesus said, "Why take ye the thought saying?" If the thought isn't good, don't say it. Saying it can help bring it to pass. If we examine our lives, we may look and find out that a lot of the problem that we've been having is because of the words that we've already spoken. So we need to speak the answer as well as think the answer to help it come to pass and change the circumstances in our lives. Right thinking and right speaking can help us with right believing, which can be a good stronghold fortress in our mind, and help us accomplish our goals and the purposes we're created for and enjoy our life. So we know we have an enemy. We know we're given everything to win the battle against him in the Bible. Like we said, first of all, you got to make sure that instead of being victims, that we are the victors. We need to be born again, having Jesus in our hearts, our Lord and Savior, repenting for sin. Repent doesn't just mean say, "I'm sorry." Repent means to turn and go the other way. When people are in sin, they're going the wrong way. You stop that sin, you repent, and turn around and go the right way, which is the right way with the Lord, you know. When you confess your sin to God is when you get rid of it. Unconfessed sin can cause problems. Suicidal thoughts can come from unconfessed sins. Condemnation from unconfessed sins. Condemnation feeds addictions. Don't hang on to unconfessed sins. They're like poison. Get rid of them. God already knows about it. You're not going to knock him off the throne with surprise, thinking he just found out about it. He knew about it before you did it. He loves you. He wants to help you out of that. He knows you got a devil to fight with. You know, there's other things that we can do that can open doors and close doors. As we said, by forgiving others from the heart, it keeps the door to God open and the door of the devil closed. When we close the door on him, it keeps him out of our lives. It gives him no place. Walking in love is basically the New Testament commandment. That keeps the right door open and the wrong door closed. If you ever miss it, be quick to repent. Make things right if possible. Stay out of strife. At all costs, treat strife like a rattlesnake. Someone said peace is a manifest presence of God, and I believe it because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And strife is a manifest presence of the devil. And that's pretty well borne out in James 3:16, where it says, "For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." That sounds to me like strife opens the door to every evil work. Let's keep that door shut. Staying out of gossip and slander keeps the right door open and the wrong door closed. So if you really want to go the next step up and you see something or hear something wrong about someone, don't comment, don't repeat it and tell someone, don't judge. Go to God in prayer and ask him to help that person in Jesus' name. That's how love will handle it, and love wins. And you got favor with God when you walk in love. He likes that. Think good thoughts about others, even if they do you wrong. 1 Corinthians 13:5 says, "Love thinks no evil." And I believe it's the Amplified Version said, "Love thinks the best about the other person." I know this works. It helped me one time. I had a guy I worked with. He kept doing stuff. It was bothering me. I thought, he must be doing that on purpose, knowing I don't like it. It really bothered me. So finally, one time, it came to my mind about this verse that love thinks the best about the other person. So I thought, no, I'm just going to forgive him. I'm going to think the best about him that he didn't do it against me. I just forgive him. And you know what? Stress and tightness in my chest left. I didn't even know it was there till it left. So think good thoughts about others. It helps you. If somebody pulls out in front of you in the traffic, don't get mad. Say, "Oh, Lord, he didn't mean it. He don't know me." Just help you not get in a wreck. Keep your attitude right. Think good thoughts about others. And think good thoughts about yourself. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinks in his heart, so is he." You get that? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Think good thoughts about yourself. Think, people like me. No wonder I'm creating God's image. He specifically created me for a purpose that only I was created to do. I'm going to find out what it is and do it good. So when I leave this earth, he can say, "Job well done, thou good and faithful servant." I am precious to God. I am his child. He loves me. There are many scriptures in the Bible that tell you God's thoughts of you. You can fall in love with studying your Bible every day, treating it like a treasure hunt, because it is. You know, if you treat the Bible study that you have like a treasure hunt, you're setting a spiritual law in motion, which says if you seek, you'll find. So if you seek treasures, guess what? You're going to find them. It'll be a treasure hunt for you. Measure yourself by the Word of God. Measure yourself by the Word of God, not what others say or think about you. You are what the Bible says you are. You are what the Bible says you are, not what others say you are, not what thoughts think you are, not what the devil thinks you are. You are what and who the Bible says you are. Now, it would be wise to expose yourself to good things, not evil. Things in the environment can affect us. If you don't want to drink alcohol, don't hang out in the bar. Go to church. Hang around with people that have good influence. The Bible says, he who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. You know, if you want to expose yourself to good, not evil. So, if you want to stay away from things that you're weak in, stay away from those areas of temptation. Stay away from places where they're at. You know, some people think horror movies are kind of cute, but you know, they can plant seeds of fear in people. And fear and deception is about the only thing the devil's got left to fight us with, since Jesus stripped him of all his power and everything he has. So we probably shouldn't be giving him any ammunition against ourselves. So stay away from areas of temptation. Keep an attitude of gratitude. Always be thankful to God. It keeps the door for him to keep him working in your life. Don't complain. Someone said to To complain is to remain. So if you don't want to remain there where you're complaining, don't complain. God wasn't pleased with people that complain in the Bible. Stay in faith. Faith pleases God. Stay in faith, believing that He'll help you get through what you're going through and keep your attitude right while you do it. It'll help tremendously. Consider life a training ground. Trust God and enjoy life now all the way through. Some people try to live in the past and you can't get anywhere going forward. Always looking backward, you know, it'll drag you down. Some people put off enjoying life to the future. I'm going to enjoy life then. I'm going to enjoy life when this happens, when that. Well, that's good. You can enjoy it then, but enjoy the now. Now is important. Enjoy the now. Try to make that a practice to enjoy the now. Remember, the mind is the battleground. We must win there and maintain victory there. And a good attitude will help greatly. If thoughts come to you about suicide and they tell you, just end it all, it'll be all over. That's a lie from hell. After death on earth here, eternal life starts. So it's just the beginning of eternal life in one of two destinations. Suicide just ends life in a human body on earth and starts eternal existence in the person's forever home, which isn't usually reversible if you don't like where you went. So that's a pretty big gamble. But remember, Jesus loves you. That's not the way out. Stay with Jesus. He'll get you through, bring you to a victory so great it'll be almost hard to comprehend. Life is precious. It's a valuable gift. You must be special to God to even be here on this earth. Peace. The Bible says, seek peace and pursue it. Peace is one of the fruit of the Spirit that we receive when we got born again. To seek it and develop it makes it grow, and it's a powerful force. The Bible says the peace of God guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Walking in peace, then you're protected from stress also, which is a deadly foe against your human heart. So peace also protects our minds. We saw both those things in Philippians when we read that on Philippians. That helps us so the devil can't dump his trash thoughts in our head. We're not letting our minds be dumpsters for the devil's trash. There's a battle for our mind, and we will win it. We are winning it, and we will win it. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The more we let the Word of God transform our mind, the stronger we get to know and resist wrong thoughts and thinking. Learning truth disarms the lies that the devil tries to bring, preventing him from planting his lie seeds in our minds. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I like that, a sound mind. Staying strong in the Word of God, allowing it to be strong in us, keeps our minds sound. You know, when an army fights a battle and takes over property like a mountain, they occupy that space. To occupy, you maintain it, you keep it, you protect it. And that's what we do, keeping invaders out, and we build it up, make it stronger. Remember, every thought that comes to your mind isn't yours. Now, if a thought comes to your mind, it's the wrong one, and you take it, you start saying it, entertain it, play with it, then you're going to have a problem. So the sooner that you catch yourself, the better. Repent, bind that thought in Jesus' name, cast it out, don't mess with it anymore. Every time it tries to come back, resist it. Say, nope, that's not my thought, I bind it, cast it out in Jesus' name. Then think the godly, good thought on purpose. Even speak it out loud over and over if you have to. Renew your mind with that good thought, especially with a scripture in it. The Word of God is alive, and speaking and meditating on it brings life to every part of your being. Proverbs 4:22, speaking about God's Word, says, For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Praise God, you can impart life to yourself from God by speaking, meditating, or singing His Word. Now, if you ever notice doubt, discouragement, disappointment, sadness, things like that trying to settle in on you, catch them as soon as you can and stop it. Speak to it until they get out. Then say, I have the joy of the Lord. Then start singing a little praise or worship song, especially if you don't feel like it. Then that would be a sacrifice of praise, which is even more valuable to God. It'll change you on the spot. Praise is so good. It puts your mind back on the one who loves you so much that He died on the cross for you, Jesus. He took that beating so you could be healed. By His stripes you were healed. Another thing you can do is just sit down and start thinking about all the good things He's done for you. You know, count your blessings. Man, that works. It really works. Count your blessings. Count your blessings. Get you right back on track in the gratitude and thanksgiving because he's been so good to all of us, man. It'll put you right back where you need to be. Remember that little song we heard when we were little, Let the Sun Shine In? It goes something like this. I like that little song. It goes something like this. My mama told me something a little child should know, and it's all about the devil, and I learned to hate him so. She said he causes trouble when you let him in the room, and he never wants to leave you till your heart is full of gloom. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Smilers never lose, and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. So since we're letting the sun, the S-O-N, the Son of God, shine in our hearts and keep him in us, the devil, his gloom and frowns have no place in us or on us. Praise God. Remember, keep smiling, keep praising and thanking God. He loves you so much. Yes, you. You are his precious treasure. I believe we're going to play this message again the fourth Sunday of next month at this same time if you want to hear it again.